आज की जनरेशन आई टेल यू कितने फेमिनिस्ट व्हाट टू डू, मतलब समझ बिना ही ये करते हैशटैग ट्रेंडिंग टू। हे गाइस, वेलकम टू द थर्ड एपिसोड ऑफ जेन टू जेन, एक ऐसा पॉडकास्ट जहां दो जनरेशंस के लोग एक साथ आते हैं टू टॉक अबाउट वन सिंगल टॉपिक विद देयर ओपिनियंस। आज का हमारा टॉपिक है फेमिनिज्म और जेंडर इक्वालिटी और इन कॉमन जेंडर स्टीरियोटाइप्स। जितना वाइडली चैलेंज फेमिनिज्म वर्ड का मीनिंग है, उससे भी ज्यादा वाइड इसकी हिस्ट्री है। 1960s में पहली बार ये वेव शुरू हुई थी एंड तब से लेके अभी तक नहीं रुकी है। कुछ लोगों के हिसाब से दिस इज जस्ट ड्रामा, कुछ लोगों के हिसाब से इट इज द नीड ऑफ द आवर। फेमिनिज्म को लेके इतने अलग अलग ओपिनियंस हैं दैट इवन मल्टीपल बुक्स वोंट समराइज एट ऑल। बट सबसे कॉमन ओपिनियन है कि फेमिनिज्म या हिंदी में कहें नारीवाद इज ऑल अबाउट फीमेल्स, बट दैट इज नॉट ट्रू, इट इज अबाउट जेंडर इक्वालिटी। सो आज के इस एपिसोड पे टू प्रमोट फेमिनिज्म एज जेंडर इक्वालिटी, आई हैव इनवाइटेड टू डिफरेंट जेंडर्स, टू डिफरेंट एज ग्रुप्स विद वन सिमिलर माइंडसेट अबाउट फेमिनिज्म। अगर इन ओपिनियन से आप एग्री नहीं करते हैं तो कोई बात नहीं, हर किसी के ओपिनियन एक जैसे नहीं हो सकते हैं। बट इस एपिसोड को सुन के अपने थॉट्स देना मत भूलिएगा। विदाउट एनी फर्दर ड्यू, आई वेलकम हमारे आज के टू वेरी अमेजिंग गेस्ट। फ्रॉम जेन एक्स वी हैव मिसेस भावना केसवानी, हु इज अ फ्रीलांस पब्लिश्ड राइटर, अ रिनाउंड टीचर एंड इज कन्वेइंग एजुकेशन टू किड्स थ्रू यूट्यूब। और इनके साथ चर्चा करने के लिए आ रहे हैं मिस्टर निमेश गोयल फ्रॉम जेन वाई, जिन्होंने काफ़ी सारी शॉर्ट फिल्म्स बनाई हैं इंक्लूडिंग अ डॉक्यूमेंट्री अबाउट LGBTQ कम्युनिटी। ही इज इंस्पायर्ड टू बी अ फिल्म डायरेक्टर। आई कैन नॉट वेट टू स्टार्ट दिस एपिसोड। हाय एंड वेलकम, वेलकम सो मच भावना मैम एंड वेलकम सो मच निमेश।
हेलो।
हाय। बिफोर वी स्टार्ट ऑल ऑफ दिस, आई रियली वांट टू नो दैट यू नो फेमिनिज्म इज अ बिग वर्ड टुडे, व्हाट आर योर व्यूज अबाउट फेमिनिज्म?
सी, फेमिनिज्म आई बिलीव इज अ वेरी मिसअंडरस्टूड वर्ड। द जनरल परसेप्शन अबाउट फेमिनिस्ट इज लाइक समवन हु थिंक्स दैट फीमेल्स आर सुपीरियर और मे बी लाइक मेल्स हैव मेड देयर लाइफ हेल। बट इन माय ओपिनियन feminism is something else and I am totally not for male bashing at all. Rather, in my world, both males and females grow together, complementing each other very beautifully. So for me, feminism is like acknowledging my strengths and at the same time totally accepting my vulnerabilities, believing in myself and after all my daily struggles, finding the courage to still be me. That is feminism for me.
Wow. I think your kids, your students are really lucky to have you as a teacher. I mean, they are getting the proper knowledge that they need. Nimish, what do you think? What is feminism according to you?
First of all, I completely agree with ma'am. But just adding some more points to that, I am a person who believes in individuality. A individual person, being a male or a female, can be equally potential or not potential. So rather than giving opportunities or just throwing things, we should understand that that person has the courage or not. That's it.
That is very true. Obviously, हम लड़का हो या लड़की हो, हमारे अंदर की potential से ही हमें judge करे तो we'll feel better than you know just using the gender card.
Yeah.
Ma'am, I'm actually very intrigued to know कि like for us, we are in our youth and we feel like feminism is hyped up right now. There are so many campaigns going on. There is so much going on with the world. But what was the situation like in your 20s?
There were too many restraints, I would say. See, I am a 90s teenager, so too many restraints were there. Like, things are much more freer now. बहुत आजादी है अभी और बहुत सोच बदली है, लेकिन उस टाइम पे ऐसा नहीं था। तो हम लोग बहुत restraints में बड़े हुए हैं, but then we have gone with the flow.
What kind of restraints exactly?
Like for example, it's very normal to wear short skirts or like shorts these days for girls. बहुत ही normal attire हो गया है ये। लेकिन हमारे टाइम पे हम लोग अगर मॉडर्न वेयर की बात करें तो हम लोग ज्यादा से ज्यादा जीन्स या मैक्सी ड्रेसेस, एक स्किन शो नहीं होता था, मेनी अदर थिंग्स आल्सो, सैनिटरी पैड्स, इट्स अ वेरी नॉर्मल थिंग टुडे, बट दैट टाइम इट हैड जस्ट स्टार्टेड कमिंग इन द मार्केट, सो बहुत सारा टैबू था इन सब चीजों के, वेरी थिंग्स आर वेरी डिफरेंट.
So, when you were in your 20s, feminism was a word or it didn't exist by then?
Patriarchal society to tab bhi thi. It was still there. And feminism was like more of like ki tabloids mein use kiya, koi ek acha article aa gaya. More of a hyped thing. These days it is like normal. Us waqt it was a big thing.
Like you just mentioned patriarchy and Nimish was telling something, some of his views about it earlier. I want him to continue. Nimish, please.
Yeah, so patriarchy is too much in talks right now after all the circumstances going on in the media and everything. So I genuinely support that thing. Yes, we should take changes, we should take steps ahead. But also me saying that we should not misuse it, misconduct things and not take everything in a wrong direction. मतलब ये नहीं कि वो आदमी है तो वो सही होगा या फिर वो औरत है तो वो सही होगी या फिर ये gender of ये group of people गलत ही होंगे या ये group of people सही होंगे. उस सोच से हमें आगे बढ़ना चाहिए और जो real cause है, real चीज है, उसको celebrate करना चाहिए.
Good point. But Nimish, अभी जैसे हम मैम से बात करें तो मैम ने बताया कि you know उनके टाइम पे काफी ज्यादा restrictions थे. Girls still do these restrictions, like you know रात होने के पहले घर में आ जाना. And there are some taboos related to periods and all. It exists. But are there any restrictions for guys too, or is it just for girls?
I think normally when there is a taboo, that's I'm not talking about taboo, but normally the restriction comes from fear. And normal parent who watches news today or watches anything right now, I'm so damn scared. Yaar, itni cheeze ho rahi hai bahar, ye ho raha hai, terrorism bar raha hai, ye ho raha ho raha. So they're very scared. So half the restrictions are because of that. So I also support ki yaar equal freedom hona chahiye, everything. But I also support ki girls have to be more stronger than boys. Because how can I put this? Because they have to be more out and more hardworking. The circumstances they live in demand them to be more stronger than boys. I just want to say that.
Yeah, इससे ना मुझे एक चीज याद आ गई. Like earlier, मैं one of my relatives I was talking to, and he just mentioned that no girl or no boy is actually stronger than each other. We are trained in such a way that girls are not, you know, that heavy weightlifters and boys are not that kind of criers. So uski wajah se hum us tarah se ban hi nahi pate. Otherwise we both are obviously equipped with different physical aspects, but rather than that we are all same. Bhavna ma'am, like periods mein there is still this, you know, achar touching wala taboo. There is still ki hum kahin mandir mein nahi jaye and everything. So was it like earlier it was way too much more than this?
See, when I started menstruating, that was the time when sanitary pads had been introduced in the markets. So at that time they were looked upon with a lot of suspicion ki ye effective hai ya ye use karna chahiye, and itna embarrassment feel karti thi family if they would see a commercial running on the TV. So we have come a long way from those times, that is for sure. But yes, still I would say metros are better, still better. But small towns or like villages, the taboo is still there. That is why films like Padman had to be made. So I think we still, that male mentality or rather society mentality, because after all it is the women who are raising these girls, the young girls now, or the boys, the mentality remains the same. Unless they are educated, unless they educate their minds, the mentality hasn't changed much. But fortunately, yes, in urban places, things are much better.
Yeah, that's actually true. And people who are living in urban places, they are lucky to have that. Because recently, it's my personal experience, jab main nani se mili, so I was not allowed to sit on a bed, on a particular bed. I was not allowed to go to the kitchen side when I was on my period. But I didn't understand that because I was not raised like that. My mother always gave me all the freedom and she has me treated like a human condition rather than, you know, a taboo. So, aapke saath aisi koi chori hai?
No, fortunately, my mother was also very evolved. And for me, like, menstruation is just another part of being a woman. And it has been a very healthy thing for me, so I have had no problems with it. Just another normal part of everyday life. So, but yes, I have seen people like mandir mein nahi jana, isko touch nahi karna, ye nahi karna, wo nahi karna. So that way things were there, and I believe they are still there, but in a lesser proportion.
That is true. We were educated in such a way, like we had a proper class, a session. I mean, our generation, we had a session telling us ki it's all normal, it's all natural, it's not like everybody else tells you. During these days, like periods ke time pe, we also face a lot of, you know, pain, and usi ke chalte abhi very trending point, and plus it's a very important point. Period leaves were introduced. Bhavna ma'am, do you have an idea what they are?
See, again, it depends on person to person. Now, for me, I have never had problems with periods. Ki normal aapke jo 5 din the, it's just that आपने नॉर्मल जो आपको करना होता है आपने किया. बट यस, आई एम अवेयर दैट सम पीपल हैव लॉट्स ऑफ क्रैम्प्स और बहुत पेन होता है. तो इफ सच अ केस इज देयर, इट कैन ऑलवेज बी डेल्ट बाय कंसल्टिंग अ डॉक्टर. एंड यस, इफ रिक्वायर्ड पीरियड लीव्स, व्हाई नॉट. इफ इट इज अ रिक्वायरमेंट, यस दे शुड बी गिवन.
बट should they be named as period leaves?
It is not required. It is weird because see, they are, again, that means they are us isko pinpoint kar rahe hain only as a female thing ki ladki hai, period hota hai, chalo isko chutti mil gayi us baat ke liye. To fir hum usko marginalize kar rahe hain. So I don't think that is required. It can just be given as a leave, however you want to take it. I don't think that is required. The name is required.
Nimish, what are your views on it?
I think in our society, we do less and show more. In this matter also, we tell people that we are giving, means companies are telling that we are giving period leaves. It can just be a normal leave. Why everything has to be related to feminism or show off or anything? I think we are doing very less and we are showing it like, oh, we are very open-minded, we are doing this also, we are doing that also. So, more than showing off, we should genuinely do something which means, agar leaves padhani hai, to normally kisi ke liye padha do. 15 din ek leave hoti, ek saal mein leave hoti, to 25 din karo, 30 days karo. But naming it specifically to point out or objectify something is not right.
Nimesh, agar tum kisi office mein kaam kar rahe hote hain and wahan pe must have you know, like, introduced this period leaves concept, so tumhara reaction kya hota to the whole thing?
A part of me says ki aaj jo ye I was in Mumbai for a very long time, so there are ladies special trains, so a part of me gets irritated also. Yaar, I am also getting late, they are also getting late, so why is this special train coming in? But then a part of me understands also, they need their privacy and everything. So I understand that also. I have a very mixed opinion about that.
I think everyone in our country has a mixed opinion when it comes to feminism. It is really a very difficult point to understand.
And I don't appreciate the concept of giving terms to things. Feminism or respecting or equality are very different. So many, feminism can cover so many topics. So saying one thing don't justify everything, right? I don't appreciate the concept of distributing things in words.
क्या तुझे ऐसा लगता है दैट मेल कैटेगरी इज बीइंग ऑप्रेस्ड बिकॉज़ ऑफ एवरीथिंग गोइंग ऑन रिलेटेड टू फेमिनिज्म? आई मीन कंसीडरिंग कि बहुत सारे फेक एक्यूजेस हो रहे हैं
recently, all the news I have been hearing about, they're very blood-curdling. Seriously, man, when you read something or you watch something like that, na, and then on top of it, if someone is faking it, then I think it's bigger crime. I cannot just imagine why a person, certain person would do that or why would attempt to do that. I cannot understand. Means I don't come from that mindset.
Here I would like to say, like the thing you first said, that it is about individuals. It is not about man or woman. It is about individuals. Individuals can be good and individuals can be bad. It's not about feminism at all. It is not about like males also. It is about that person is good and that person is bad.
Yes, ma'am. I completely agree to that. Means we have to give rape and everything that serious point of view, and we have to treat it very seriously, being wrong or right, and we should punish the person very hard.
And here I would also like to point out, like, even men are not safe these days.
Yes, ma'am.
From physical assaults.
That is a statement, ma'am. What makes you say that?
Don't we hear stories about these in the newspapers? Or see any Savdhan India. So these things are there.
I also think this our news system is very, very poor. All these news are not even shown or highlighted even. The news we are showing is crap. Complete crap. Half of the people are not knowing what is actually going on in the country.
This is true.
Does that mean that male or guys are being more as
not
victim?
More, but there are cases certainly.
Yeah, obviously there are cases.
They are not more, definitely. Can you imagine animals are also assaulted in this country? Animals, even animals. Not men, women, animals. Human assaulting animals.
What you pointed out right now is actually very true. When it comes to career, it has always been like a luck or work kind of debate for girls. Ma'am, have you ever faced something like that?
See, I am in the education sector. So these things, I think you would face more in industries or corporate sectors. In my sector, it's only hard work, and the hard work opens up your luck. So I have not faced any such thing. And I also believe, but yes, in corporate sectors, I have heard stories, how much they are true. And like, see, all kind of instances must be happening in the society. It's not like both the things are there, prevalent. It's hard work, but people going up through hard work also, and people following the wrong methods also. But then they are there everywhere. So you can't just put pinpoint females about it. It can a male can do equally the same thing. But yes, one more thing is there. Here I would also like to point out that female bosses are fewer. They are there in the workforce. 50% of the female force is there in the workforce. But yes, they are not at the top level.
That is true. And why is that according to you?
According to me, again, it's the mindset that ye kar legi, ye manage kar legi. Again, sometimes egos also. The male mentality as a society, there we are fortunate that now we are having many evolved males, but then still we have a long way to go. So male egos come into play. So all these things are there. And maybe one more thing is there. Maybe females have not been trained to be very ambitious. So what happens is, family aa gayi, bacche aa gaye, so they would like ki chalo theek hai, abhi itna manage kar sakte hain iske saath mein, to ye kar lete hain. You have to be cutthroat ambitious to go forward. So that thing I believe is lacking still in Indian females.
Yeah, actually that is very true, ma'am. No, even if we are ambitious somewhere, you know, society has given defined roles for us, as if, you know, if she is married, she's gonna be a mother soon, then she won't be able to take care of office as well, and then she'll leave. No, it's like presumptions bana ke rakh liye hain pehle se, that she'll get pregnant, then she'll need to leave, or so she can't handle a bigger role in the company. Nimesh, you live in a society where your mom is already running a school, your didi is working well. So, kabhi tujhe aisa laga hai that there are defined roles for women of your life?
Yes, I definitely think that. And I think that we live in a society where we are very afraid from changes all over the world, I am talking about. And we are also afraid from someone doing something different. If today we see a single mother, we get deep down somewhere, we are afraid that she's so strong. I was reading something about psychological projection, where a person projects his or her fears on someone else. So if we see someone more stronger than her, we try to bully that person or backbite that person by doing all the negative talks about that person. So coming back, sorry I got lost, but coming back to your question, we are very afraid from changes. So if we, for example, if a girl is marrying at 28, it's a change. If a girl is not getting married at all, so it's a change. If she's going out and working, it's a change. So we are very afraid of changes. And what we are talking about, the predefined roles, it's all not changing from so many decades because we are afraid from changes. It's from man or woman both. कि यार एक लड़का है तो वो इस उम्र तक पढ़ाई खत्म करेगा, फिर शादी करेगा, फिर बच्चे और फिर ये करेगा. ये राम जी की वो जो सर्कल चले जा रही है, वो चले जा रही है और उसको हम चेंज करने से बहुत डर है.
That is true actually. जहाँ पे हम लोगों ने एक बार के लिए समझ के रख लिया है that a woman is a homemaker, हम बहुत कम ऐसा guess, I don't know कि कितने लोग ऐसा guess कर भी पाते that a man can be a homemaker too.
See, again, I agree to this.
Okay.
Now, I know a few friends who are unmarried. They are of my age only. And they are achievers in their own right. But still, like, the main stress of their life is people asking them, shaadi kyun nahi ki, shaadi kab karoge? I mean, in their 40s also. So, yes. They are not ready to accept that yes, a woman can be happy without marrying also. She doesn't need to if she doesn't want to. And it goes for men also. It is totally okay to not marry and still be happy. Unless you are not ready for it, why should you go for it? But yes, the society is not ready to change like you said. And we are very scared of changes.
Divorce is a very big taboo right now. If two person cannot live together, they should separate. But no, they in smaller towns definitely, they live with each other, they go for edges and they are not separating. Ab kahan jayenge, kya karenge? It's a taboo right now. Badnaami hogi, ye hoga, wo hoga, 10 things.
Also, the mental health also, that is also affected. So what is the point of staying together, like living like that?
Definitely.
Rather separate, but then you have to have a certain courage for that.
Yes,
to
I agree.
These kind of decisions.
By divorce or separation, mein, I think सबसे ज़्यादा जो struggle रहता है, जैसे societal pressure हम कह सकते हैं, वो female पे ही होता है कि you know try to work it out, compromise a little, compromise तो करना ही पड़ता है वाला dialogue. So, do you think that is true?
See, I have been a married female for like 20 years now. So, I can say that marriage does not mean ki compromise nahi hoga. Compromise hota hai, but dono taraf se hota hai. Because two people are meeting each other, they will 100% be different from each other. So, it is about accepting each other's differences and trying to find out something in common and trying to be happy with that common. So that compromise will come from the female and as well as from the male. It is not that only one person will have to do it, but yes, the taboo is more on the female. If a case of separation happens, ki karna kar lo, kaise bhi rahe lo, your temperaments would be different. You are two different individuals. Even if you are siblings, you would be different. So as people from different households, the way you have been brought up, it would be different. So compromises are required, But it's not like you can't come to a common ground, and it has to be both ways.
Totally agree. If one is compromising, the other shall also do the same. After all, sab dono milke hi saath pe rehte hain. But at this point, I personally feel like ladki itne judge nahi hote jitna ladkiyan judge hoti hain. If we wear something different, as you said, ma'am, ki ab to bhi society kaafi open hai for mini skirts, for shorts and all. But it's still true for small towns ki if we go out in shorts, people are staring at us. And judging girls by clothes has been followed forever. People are being blamed for wearing shorts. So, ma'am,
what do you do about the male gaze? It would be there. So when you wear such clothes, what happens is you are coming under scanner. Bas wo baat aati hai. Abhi tak hum log mentally utna ready nahi hai to see the female skin as another normal thing, another normal body. Hamara problem ye hai ki it's a female body then. Aur jabki males, they are, it's okay for them to go around as they want to. So, it is more about mentality, and if at all somebody is being cautious, it is more out of fear for your own security. One more thing, it is not about like shorts pehne to koi bahut hi aap modern ho ya shorts nahi pehen rahe ho to aap modern nahi ho. Everything boils down to your thinking. So I think the paradigm shift should be on mental thinking, mental evolvement. Only then, see, how we want the males to be, it is the duty of us females to raise this, raise our sons like that. Humko apne beto ko waisa raise karna padega, tab jaake hum ye cheeze khatam kar payenge.
Ma'am, that's a very powerful statement. I think abhi ke time pe ye bahut zaruri hai message convey karna, that it's how the next generation is raised ki hum difference tabhi aa payega. Nimish, as a guy, do you ever feel judged?
Definitely, where? I do. People judge you everywhere, being a male or a female. But you rightly said ki a female is more judged than a guy. But definitely people judge you from your clothing, from your hair, from your personality, from your talking. Everyone is judging you out there. So, first of all, you have to accept it, or you don't accept it, people will judge you. You cannot help it. Being a male, female, anyone. But yes, as you said, it's right that female are more judged.
It is actually a sad truth of the society. We can't help it.
We also judge somewhere. Koi ye nahi keh sakta ki maine aaj tak kisi ko judge hi nahi kara. Humne bhi kara hoga. Hum bhi hue. Definitely, we all are struggling from it.
But at least we can learn from it. We can stop ourselves. Agar hume lag raha hai ki hum kar rahe hain, we should stop.
Realizing is very important. Yaar, we realize ki humne ye judge kara tha. First, blaming yourself is very important.
I think we all will learn something from this, and we are actually learning a lot because as ma'am earlier said ki pehle ki conditions kaafi zyada open nahi thi, but ab hain and dheere dheere hoti ja rahi hai, and we are as younger generation, we are proud that somewhere we are making a difference in the society, and it is very well required. But at the same time, we need to work on a lot, kyunki hum aaj agar kisi ko ड्रेसिंग वाइज जज नहीं कर रहे हैं तो देर आर स्टिल इंसिडेंसेस दैट वी जज ईच अदर ऑन इंस्टाग्राम फोटोज स्टोरी क्या डाल दी. सो ऐसे हमारे क्राइटेरिया चेंज हो रहे हैं बट कहीं ना कहीं हम कर वही रहे हैं जो पहले किया जाता था.
आई जस्ट वांट टू ऐड वन मोर, आई जस्ट वांट टू से वन दैट वुमेन आर एबल टू ब्रिंग चेंजेस सपोर्ट और आई रिस्पेक्ट वुमेन इन दैट थिंग अ लॉट. Like my mother sent my my sister to abroad to study, and some other woman will be definitely is fighting somewhere for her daughter's right, for her right and everything. So they have that courage or that power to bring change.
Because they know what good the change will bring to their life, so they want to take that chance. Like your mother knew that.
उनको नहीं मिला.
Exactly.
वो अपनी बेटी को देना चाहेंगे, वो अपने आगे वाली generations को देना चाहेंगे.
Actually, the world. And for like girls, I would say self defense, seek lo, and be more than capable of yourself, because it's actually more important ki hum khud ko utni respect dein then duniya humko utni respect dein.
As long as you believe in yourself, as long as you don't judge yourself, then it's fine. You are going to be fine.
And one more thing, I think every person, being male, female, gay, or any gender, should be self-equipped or means independent. कि हाँ मैं खुद मेरा कमा रहा हूँ, मेरी इतनी ability है कि मैं किसी पे depend नहीं हो रहा हूँ. Being my husband or wife, और कल से अगर मैं separate भी हो गया, तो I can earn my living. तो इतना powerful हर आदमी को, हर इंसान को इस दुनिया में होना चाहिए.
But Nimesh, earning की जब हम बात करते हैं ना, earning कुछ समय बाद आती है. जैसे मान लो हम शुरुआत जब करते हैं, हम शुरुआत हर कोई बहुत आगे से नहीं करता, सब लोग नीचे से ही करते हैं, तब आपकी अर्निंग बहुत बेसिक होती है. और जो हम अपने आप को सपोर्ट कर सकें, इतनी अर्निंग जो है वो काफी बाद में आती है. तो ये है कि हाँ, लेकिन यस, अपनी इंडिपेंडेंट होने पर आपको ध्यान जरूर देना चाहिए, वेदर अ मेल और अ फीमेल, इट इज रियली रिक्वायर्ड.
भी एक इंडिविजुअल जो एक इंडिपेंडेंट है ना, उसके अंदर एक खुद एक कॉन्फिडेंस आ जाएगा कि हाँ, आई एम नॉट डिपेंडेंट ऑन दैट पर्सन, सो आई डोंट हैव टू टेक शिट फ्रॉम हिम. माय पॉइंट वाज देयर समथिंग.
एग्जैक्टली,
वेरी ट्रू. अनटिल एंड अनलेस वी कैन टेक केयर ऑफ आवरसेल्फ, वी आर गुड.
एंड एट द सेम टाइम इसमें मैं एक और पॉइंट ऐड करना चाहूंगी कि इंडिपेंडेंट होने का ये मतलब भी नहीं है कि चलो लड़ाई हो गई जरा सी और सेपरेट हो गए, तो यू हैव टू बी देयर. वो दैट थॉट प्रोसेस ऑफ व्हाट इज राइट एंड रॉन्ग, दैट हैज टू बी क्लियर इन द माइंड. व्हाट इज अब्यूसिव इनफ टू गेट सेपरेटेड, यू शुड हैव दैट क्लियर क्राइटेरिया. क्योंकि छोटी मोटी लड़ाई तो हर बात पे हो जाएगी. तौलिया अगर नीला रख दिया नहा के बेड के ऊपर, इस बात पे लड़ाई हो गई तो आप सेपरेट नहीं हो सकते इसके लिए.
डेफिनेटली, यू हैव टू बी मैच्योर इनफ.
एग्जैक्टली.
हां, पर कई बार हम मैच्योरिटी के साथ आफ्टर दैट व्हेन कपल्स, मैरिड कपल्स सेपरेट, ये एक प्रॉब्लम बहुत ज्यादा आजकल देखी जा रही है. हस्बैंड्स मनी का आधे से ज्यादा शेयर इट गोस टू द वाइफ. पहले से प्रीनप करवा के रखते हैं, मतलब मनी डिवाइड ना हो. तो ये फाइनेंशियली क्या इतने इनकैपेबल फील करते हैं वी एज वुमेन दैट आफ्टर मैरिज वी कांट टेक केयर ऑफ आवर ओन सेल्फ इवन व्हेन वी आर 40 समथिंग.
सी अगेन, इट डिपेंड्स. इफ यू आर नॉट वर्किंग, यस, दैट इज अ बिग रीजन फॉर यू टू स्टे और यू टू आस्क फॉर मनी. सो अगेन लाइक ही सेड, कि अपने ऊपर डिपेंडेंट होना ही सबसे बेस्ट है, देन ओनली यू कैन टेक द राइट डिसीजन. एंड अगर आप सी, अगर मेरी सिचुएशन में, आई एम इन माय 40s, अगर मेरी सिचुएशन में सेपरेशन होता है एट दिस एज, क्या मैं कहीं नौकरी ढूंढने जाऊंगी अगर मैं काम नहीं करती हूँ तो? कैसे हाउ एम आई गोइंग टू सस्टेन माई सेल्फ? तो ये सारे फैक्टर्स आते हैं काम में. बट देन लाइक आई सेड, maturity is required. You can't just get separated for small reasons. And like I said, it is, the compromise is there from both the sides. It's not like only one person is doing it. Let us not, हमको इसमें females को ज़्यादा highlight करने की ज़रूरत नहीं है, males को भी करना पड़ता है. तो but ये है कि हाँ, उनका contribution उतना दिखाई नहीं देता है क्योंकि हम feminism की बात ज़्यादा करते हैं. बट उनका भी कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन उतना ही होता है. दीस डेज द रोल्स आर मर्जिंग. इट्स नॉट जस्ट अबाउट अ फीमेल एंड इट्स नॉट जस्ट अबाउट अ मेल. अ मेल इज इक्वली केपेबल. आज मैं बिजी हूँ, चलो बच्चे का पीटीएम तुम अटेंड करके आ जाओ, तो दे आर वेरी मच केपेबल ऑफ गोइंग देयर, टॉकिंग टू द टीचर, कमिंग बैक. एंड एट द सेम टाइम औरतें भी बाहर की चीजें संभाल लेती हैं. तो द रोल्स आर मर्जिंग नाउ. So that's totally okay.
Well said, ma'am. Actually, well said. And with this note, coming to the end of our episode today, I have an interesting question for both of you. So, are you guys ready?
Ready.
Totally.
The question is very simple, actually. But I'll start with, ma'am, imagine that you are a guy for a day. What are the things that you want to discover and change?
I don't know about change, but there are many things. See, as a woman, I am bound up with a lot of things. I cannot do many things because of my security. But yeah, if I'm going to be a man, I'm going to be like doing things which I really want to do, like travel to places not supposed to be safe and travel at night, you know, things like that. These kind of things which comes very easily to men only because they are men. They are mostly safe from physical assaults, and for us that mental stress of having to face all these things is there, that we are unable to do these things, but otherwise I would like to do these things.
Now, actually, I also have the same kind of listeners. I keep on thinking that if I am a guy, I'll definitely go for hitchhiking.
Travel solo.
Like going from...
Travel solo without any fear. Yeah. So, those kind of things.
True. It definitely would. But Nimish, what would you do if you are a girl for a day? So, what will your answer be?
I will look myself in mirror and feel good about myself. I will do all the girly things. Means I will go to spas and... Means I have never imagined this. It's very weird. But definitely I will feel good about myself. For a change. I don't know why.
So you won't post a photo of yours or, you know...
A pout or something. Or roaming here and there. All those things which girls do. Everything.
Yeah, I think guys are gonna be insecure after this. But it would be a fun day if we get to actually, you know, be someone else.
I can't imagine
else.
That day, huh?
Yeah, I don't know about if it is possible. But I'm pretty sure it would be as fun as I had today. Of course, I already knew that feminism is, you know, such a big deal and how we want equality more than feminism. But there are so many points that we don't cover, like that we don't think about jo aaj ye conversation mein baaton baaton mein hi zikr kar diya. And I'm so thankful to you guys for doing that. Too great to have you guys. I enjoyed the time, I learned a lot, and I hope to have such conversations again. Thank you so much, Bhavna ma'am, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Agar aapko aaj ka episode acha laga, to please stay tuned for next coming episodes of Gen to Gen podcast. और अगर सच में अच्छा लगा तो प्लीज़ डोंट फॉरगेट टू शेयर, लाइक, सब्सक्राइब एंड कमेंट योर थॉट्स अबाउट दिस एपिसोड एंड अदर टॉपिक्स दैट यू वांट टू हियर ऑन. थैंक यू सो मच.